he had embraced the idea of confining his stamps to the single album. He had decided that with the space for 20 per page and 50 pages to fill, he would try to collect exactly the 1,000 most remarkable stamps he could afford. He seemed to relish the idea of one in, one out, and in various notebooks, he ranked the stamps in order of importance and value, which were not the same thing, he insisted. He also made interminable lists of stamps he hoped to acquire. Tonya tried not to think about Michael and his OCD. She knew that her continued annoyance, years after the other collections had been sold, was unfair. He had more than compromised so as to keep her happy. 1,000 stamps in a single album was not a lot for an ingrained collector, even if he did devote a great deal of time to them. Tonya looked out of the dusty window and appreciated the glorious colours of the autumn trees. But almost as soon as she was able to admire them, the woods disappeared and gave way to flat, featureless fields with only a few derelict farm buildings to relieve the monotony of the landscape. She moved to the opposite window, but the view was depressingly similar. This time, though, her eye was drawn to a large box-like building on the horizon. It was hard to appreciate its dimensions, for there was nothing obvious to give it any scale. Perhaps it was a power station, maybe even...